Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're talking about a profound statement during tough times. Keep the faith, joy comes in the morning. Let's get into it. The phrase joy comes in the morning is spiritual. It isn't just poetry. It's a statement of radical resilience. We've all had those long, dark nights, periods of anxiety, grief, uncertainty, or deep exhaustion where we genuinely can't see the dawn. And it's in those moments that holding on to faith, whatever that means to you, faith in a higher power, faith in your own strength, or faith in the simple just nature of time. It feels sometimes almost impossible to have that faith, but the raw, honest truth is that those moments of darkness, they are temporary and they don't last forever. The morning always arrives. So this episode isn't about ignoring the pain of the night. It's about getting real and raw about the essential practice of keeping the faith and providing that relevant strategy to help you endure until you see your own personal sunrise. So we weep during the night, but joy comes in the morning and you'll see that sunrise. So we will explore why holding on to hope is an act of defiance and just get into the mental and emotional strategies for enduring the wait and sharing some strategies to nurture your faith that you break through your clarity and your joy is on the way. So before we talk about the morning, we have to acknowledge the night. The night is the season of struggle. And it really is the most darkest time. And that's where you're in that pain. That's where you're in your feelings. That's where you're feeling every emotion, every heartache, every bruise. That's the night part. And it's really one of the most difficult, challenging times. The night is a part of life, that part where life has a way of testing us, and it's in ways we never expected. There are seasons when the storm seems endless and when the weight of disappointment, grief, and those uncertain feelings and emotions, sometimes they are too heavy to bear. Those burdens, it's in those moments, it's easy to lose sight of hope, to question if the sun will ever rise again. And after such long nights of struggle, so you have to understand that through every trial and every tear, there is one truth that remains. Joy always comes in the morning. You have to keep the faith, and this will be a journey of perseverance, a journey of faith, a journey of divine timing. And it's a reminder that even when the night feels the darkest, God is still working behind the scenes, preparing breakthroughs, blessings, and new beginnings for you. So know that the waiting season, it's not wasted. It's where your strength is built. It's where you develop resilience. It's where you have grit. Faith is refined and purpose is revealed. So this episode today is for anyone who's ever felt like giving up, for the weary soul praying for a change, praying for a brighter day, praying for a better tomorrow. The heart is searching for peace and the believer is holding on to hope with trembling hands. It's tough, it's difficult, and it's through those stories of resilience, spiritual insight, and heartfelt encouragement that you'll discover how to hold on just a little longer, how to just hang in there, how to trust when you can't see the end result, how to find light even in the midst of pain. So mornings will always follow the night. Joy comes after that pain. Joy comes in the morning. No matter how long your darkness has lasted, no matter how deep the valley may seem, there is a sunrise waiting for you. So keep the faith. Stay hopeful, because joy is not just a possibility. Joy is a promise. So know that deep down in your heart of hearts that your pain, the suffering that you're enduring at night, joy comes in the morning. Joy is right around the corner. Joy is a brighter day after weeping and enduring those tough times in life. Keep the faith because joy comes in the morning. This episode is for all of my listeners that are listening in and battling something internally and you have a heavy heart. Know that the night is your season of struggle and it's not permanent, and it's characterized by a feeling of emotional fog, a time when clarity is gone and you can't make sense of your situation. You feel lost. You feel stuck. You don't know what to do. You don't know what the next thing is. And I offer you a sense of faith and prayer and spiritualness, and understand that the darkness, that time when you're feeling that it's not ending, your mind tells you that because of these things, you're stuck there. There'll always be hard. And that's the greatest test of your faith. That's the greatest time to have faith and believe in the things that you hope for and the things that you are certain of what you cannot see. That's what's going to push you and propel you to the morning. And know that during the darkness, you are mentally and emotionally depleted from fighting, worrying and grieving. You feel too tired to keep holding on. The night often comes with the urge to pull away from others and make the burden feel heavier and make you feel more lonelier. So know that when you are in the night, the most important thing to remember is that your circumstances are temporary and your inner strength is permanent. And if you need any additional resources with, you know, just having faith and holding on, my book, No Fear, Just Faith by Alicia Eads is available right now at Barnes & Noble. And this book is all about embracing that faith-filled mindset and cultivating that perspective that's rooted in trust, hope, and positivity. Regardless of your circumstances, the mindset, it helps you move through life with resilience, peace, and just having a sense of purpose, especially when you're facing that challenging time and those difficult periods in your life. Having faith and holding on, meaning you're trusting in something far beyond yourself, whether that's the higher power of the universe or a greater purpose. This really allows you to let go of control and trust in the positive outcome. Even if it isn't immediately visible to you, you have to have faith to see. So my book, No Fear, Just Faith, gives you those practical strategies on how to do just that. How to have faith in the darkest times while you're waiting, because, you know, that pain, that night that you're enduring, that is temporary. Joy comes in the morning. So get that book. You won't regret it. And know that it's all about keeping the faith. That's really where it's about being resilient. It's not just passively waiting. It's being active. It's a daily practice. And you have to be anchored to a higher truth, identifying a belief that is bigger than your present circumstances. So whether that's a spiritual belief, a universal law like change is constant, or a personal mantra, I am resilient. Anchor yourself to a truth that you know is unshakable, even if you can't feel it right now. Focus on the next step, the next horizon. When the night is dark, look towards the distant morning can be overwhelming. So you must focus only on the next right thing. Get out of bed, drink water, make a phone call, take one small action, and this breaks that feeling of being overwhelmed. And it builds tiny little moments of momentum that helps you gradually move through what you're feeling, because sometimes it's hard to shake that. So just nourish the spark. Find one small activity that brings you peace and presence and makes you happy and at peace. And it could be listening to music, spending 5 minutes outside, or just stretching. Also, whatever lights up your heart, whatever can give you that brightness in the midst of the darkness that you're going into. I love to listen to music. I love to just pour positivity. I love to read. I'm spiritual. I love to pray. So we have to work on those things when we're in our darkest moments, how to find the light, how to keep the faith, and understand that sometimes you might have to borrow the light from others when your flame is out and you're in your darkest moments. This is the time to lean on your community, your tribe. Tell a trusted person, I'm having a dark night. I'm having a moment. I don't feel my best. I can't see the morning, but can you hold the light for me? Can you be my flashlight? Allowing others to hold space for your hope when you can't. That's an act of courage. That's an act of faith in your darkest time. So know that if you don't have the light, borrow the light from others. Hey, I'm open. Come find me. Borrow the lights from others. Message me, info@aliciaeads.com. I'm more than happy to give you some light and lend you my light. And also, too, I'm borrowing light from others on my darkest days, too. So we're all in this together, and acknowledge past mornings. Reflect on your previous dark times. Remind yourself, I thought that situation would never end. I thought it would break me, but it didn't, and it ended. I survived that. I rose again. So use that evidence of your past resilience as proof that you are capable of weathering this current storm. Weeping may endure at night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy isn't always a dramatic instant happiness. It can look like clarity. The fog lifts and you finally see the light, the next step you need to take, and peace. Peace, peace be still. A quiet knowing that you are safe, you are whole, and you are going to be okay. And perspective, the ability to look back at the night, not with bitterness, but with gratitude for the strength revealed in you. And it gives you a sense of renewed energy, renewed purpose, the return of desire and motivation to pursue life, projects, the projects, the connections, to keep moving, to have that energy to live and to have that life and keeping the faith. That means that you're trusting the process. It means knowing that the darkness is a necessary part of the cycle, preparing the ground for the growth and the light that will follow. Your morning is coming. I'm here to remind you, if you're listening in with a heavy heart, your morning is coming. Keep the faith. Keep the faith, you beautiful soul. Know that it's not the end. Know that it's just beginning. Know that your morning of joy is coming, because you've endured the darkness. You've been through the hardship, and joy is on the way. Joy comes in the morning, and you have to remember it. You have to keep the faith in your darkest times, and that faith will pull you into the morning. I just want to offer hope to someone that's feeling down and out. As we move forward on this journey, remember this simple but powerful truth. No light lasts forever. Darkness doesn't last forever. The storms may rage, the tears may fall, and the waiting may feel endless, but every season of darkness gives way to the light of a new dawn. When you choose to keep the faith, you are choosing to believe that something beautiful is on the other side of your struggle. There is purpose in your pain. Faith is not about seeing the path clearly. It's about trusting that each step is leading you somewhere meaningful. It is the quiet confidence that even when life doesn't go as planned, God's hand is still guiding you towards purpose. What you thought was the end may only be the beginning of something greater than you ever imagined. So hold your head high and keep your heart open. Be patient in the waiting, strong in the testing, and hopeful in the unknown. The same God who brought you through before would do it again and again and again and again. Every trial, every tear, every detour has been shaping you into someone stronger, someone wiser, someone better, and someone more compassionate because of everything you've been through. And when your morning finally comes, and it will, I want you to look back with gratitude, knowing that the journey was worth it. The lessons, the pain, the faith, it all had a hand in your purpose. So keep the faith, even when it's hard. Keep believing, even when it hurts, even when you don't see how you're going to make it till tomorrow. Trust in a higher power, because joy is not just coming, it's already on the way. Your morning of happiness, your joy is closer than you think. Keep the faith and know that joy comes in the morning. Trust the process. Believe in brighter days. Believe that you will be okay. Believe that whatever the situation is that you're dealing with, that you're doubting, that you're not sure of, understand that joy comes in the morning. Understand that clarity comes in the morning. Understand that peace comes in the morning. Understand that joy, happiness comes in the way in the morning. Know that your nights and your struggles, those aren't permanent. They're not permanent, and it may be hard. I know it's not easy. Push through it. Be hopeful, be positive, and be sure of a better tomorrow. Keep the faith. Your morning is coming. It's time for you to keep the faith. And know that joy is coming in the morning. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. What is one small conscious act of faith you will commit to practicing until your morning arrives? Believe in the dawn, believe in your strength, and remember, joy comes in the morning. Until next time, keep shining bright. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.